The Rock Station, 94.1 KRNA, 716 with Lewis and Lang.
Partly sunny, high of 76.
There's still comedy allowed
here. 54 at KRNA.
All right, people, Comics in Action, of course, in studio.
Hello.
Improv comedy. You can go to their website, comicsinaction.com. They're going to be in Mount Vernon tonight. You can see them. And we have a new game we're playing today.
Yes, this morning's new game we're going to play is the game that we like to call Press Conference.
Press Conference.
We are going to send Agent Collateral Damage out into the soundproof hallway.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get from...
give anybody donuts out here?
No. No, no. Don't give anybody anything. We had a lawsuit for that. from you guys, what I'm going to need is I need a famous character, living or dead, real or imaginary.
Mm. Two that came to mind for me were William Hung or Donald Rumsfeld.
Rumsfeld would be awesome.
Something that we have a little bit easier time asking questions about.
Okay. Maybe like a historical figure.
Or like a comic book or movie character or anything like that.
Okay.
Something that is well known that Dennis can get.
Oh,
Dennis. Remember, we're dealing
unless
with
you
Dennis,
want this game to be for like 25 minutes, then. Gail?
I know you've had success with biblical characters on this one. So why don't we go with Adam?
The first man. Oh, I like this already.
Okay, great. So we will be interviewing. Now, the way that this game is played is that because Dennis is outside, Dennis is going to be hosting a press conference as Adam. We are going to be asking him questions, and he will need to be answering these questions as though he knows who it is he actually is supposed to be. However, Dennis has no idea who it is that he's actually supposed to be. So we'll just let the comedy ensue, and the game will end when Dennis finally figures out that he is, in fact, the first man. Let's bring Dennis back
in. I like this. The potential here is huge, Gail.
I don't know who Dennis is.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to thank all of you for coming out for my press conference this afternoon. My attorney has asked me to keep this short, so we'll just get right to the questions. Yes, you, sir.
Yes, this is John Myers from Gardening Weekly.
Sure.
We have some concerns about the way that the names for the plants that were chosen. Can you describe to us a little bit about your thought process when you were naming those plants?
Basically, we would look at the leaf structures, the structures of the bark and the wood and the whole nine yards, and we would just simply come up with a name for them. Now, of course, chemists, too, you know, and all those botanical people, they come up with all these scientific names that I personally don't get into. I like oak, cherry, and all the just regular names, really. Anyway, yes.
Yes, Twink Martindale here from the Daily Variety. I know my listeners and readers would be remiss if I didn't ask you, are you feeling any pain when you laugh or breathe at all?
No. I haven't been feeling any pain for quite some time. I did have some medical issues a while back ago, but fortunately I went to the doctor and we got them all taken care of. And as of right now, I'm in 100% shit. I'm doing really good. I'm feeling 100%. Thank you. Yes, next question.
Yes, this is Joe Schmo from News Year.
Yes, Joe.
And I wondered, how do you cope with the loneliness?
How do I cope with the loneliness? I read a lot of books is what I do. I read a lot of books. I watch a lot of movies. I've got a very, very good DVD collection. The Matrix is my favorite right now.
Yes, this is David Bowie from Vogue magazine.
Yes, David.
Many of our readers are very interested in your fashion choices. In fact, started a very popular trend back in your day. Since we're just sort of curious as to how it is that you chose foliage as your theme.
I'm a slave to fashion. What can I say? I really am. I mean, I see something and I go, that looks awesome. And then I'll go out and I'll wear it. And then, you know, you should have seen what I was wearing last week. I had the nice jacket, the leather jacket, and the biker pants and chaps. It was very nice. Of course, it was summertime, but, you know, now I'm wearing a little more shorts and short sleeve shirts. But I am a slave to fashion. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Tommy Lang, KRNA Radio, Cedar
yes,
Rapids,
Tommy.
Iowa.
I listen to your station all the time.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We of course, had talked about that you do a lot of reading now. You've probably, of course, obviously read the book that you were featured in. Do you feel you were portrayed fairly in literature?
Oh, no. This was totally an unauthorized biographical material. Joan Collins and who else? Who was the other? Who's the other lady that's got this? That had all the face surgery. What's her name? Joan Rivers. Yes, Joan Rivers. Yes, she wanted to do some other ghostwriting for it. And I was like, no stinking way. There is no way you are doing this.
I think she was offering.
It was offered. No, it's not fair. It's half of that is pure bunk. That's all I can say.
This is Millard Fillmore from People Magazine.
Yes, Millard.
Many of our readers are curious about the allegations from your first failed relationship. Allegations that Lilith brought forth of you always wanting to be on top. And that's why she left. Can you reiterate on some of that?
Under advice of my attorney, I have been asked not to respond to those questions.
Okay, I have a follow-up question.
Okay, all right.
Follow-up question, if you can
tread
answer this
lightly.
Or not, then. Given that you're not allowed to talk about your first relationship, what about the second relationship that you had? Rumors that you always made her do all the housework while you were out running around playing with the animals. What about those rumors, sir?
She's got huge tracts of land. That's all I can say. That's what really attracted me to her, but she's great. We talk a lot. She's my best friend. She really is.
Bill Weaselteats from Vegan Quarterly.
Okay.
I know my readers are often interested. If you could give any advice, are there any fruits or vegetables this time of year that you would recommend against?
I'm highly into fiber. I suggest lots of apples. Because as Adam... All I can say is an apple a day keeps your ex-wife away and keeps God off your back. That's all I can say.
Dear Mr. Paterka,
I read the Bible often. I took great offense to
that. Oh, outstanding. That's press conference. Commandment number 11. Thou shalt not do improv comedy. Insults my holy name.
Comics in Action, you can check them out tonight in Mount Vernon. ComicsInAction.com is the website with all their bookings, including the ones on this show.
That's right.
The new game.
Thank you.
Nice stopping in, guys.
8 p.m. All the plants? What the? Am I botanical expert? What the?
Yeah, that's got to be the best part, is looking back and reflecting on the questions.
I'm trying to go, where the hell? Oh, okay.
Outstanding. Still to come this hour, your chance to that Harley 1200 Sports and Custom.
That would have been the last
one. KRNA Summer on Wheels. Next chance qualify coming up in just a few minutes on KRNA.